The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Silber, dayan and author of The Code of Jewish Conduct, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Bava Kama Daf Lamed Beis.
Hamashana, somebody who is a mashana, he is using the street for something, for an unusual use. So if somebody sits down on the sidewalk, certainly if he lays down on the sidewalk, so he is doing something different to what usual people do. He has no right to do this, and if somebody trips over him, he has a din. We're giving his human body the din of a boyer. The din of a boyer, meaning that he will be chayev not like an Adam HaMazik, he will be chayev only nezek and only for damaging other people, not for their kelim. So if somebody sat down in the street, laid in the street, and someone else tripped over him, if he lost a finger, the person who laid down will have to compensate him for the depreciation of his value had he been sold in the slave market. However, if he ripped his suit while he was tripping or on the human obstacle, he will not have to pay because of Adam is potter, boyer is potter on kelim. If the person tripping over did see this person sitting or laying on the sidewalk, on the pavement, and he could have easily walked around him without too much bother, and he didn't bother to do that, and he bumped into him, if he damaged the person laying, the human obstacle, he will be chayev kedin Adam HaMazik. The question arises, why is this different? This is also a Gemara in Perek HaMiniach. What is the difference between the person who holds his beam and made a sudden stop without warning, without putting his brake lights on, has to pay for the chavis, the bottle of wine that ran into him? Why is he not called a boyer? Why is his plank, his beam of wood on his shoulder, not called a boyer? And he has to pay the price of the broken wine. Whereas this person who lay down on the floor is called a boyer and will not have to pay for a bottle of wine that someone banged into him or tripped over him and broke on the floor. The answer is, says the Namuki Yosef, that when somebody holds a beam on his shoulder, it's as if he has an extended arm. The same thing about someone walking around with a candle or a lantern or an umbrella. This is his extended arm. It's as if he broke the barrel with a stick in his hand. Whereas somebody who sits down or lays down on the floor, get his human body, which is totally stationary, will get a din only of a boyer, not of an odom, because he is totally stationary and the hezek he does is passive. Okay, so what would be the din if someone puts his glasses down on the bench next to him in shul and somebody else tried to get a sefer from a high shelf and stepped on the bench and crushed the glasses, or somebody else came along and took a seat and broke these glasses? Well, it would depend. Is it a normal thing to put glasses on a bench? It's certainly a normal thing to sit down on a bench. What about, is it a normal thing to step on a bench to go and get a sefer from a high place? So, presumably, in most Batei Medrash, it is normal to step on the bench to get a sefer from a high place. It is also normal to take a seat. If it's unusual to put the glasses on the bench, so you're potter, because he was Mishana, and he's like, Meniach es hakad birishus harabim, and ein darka shalodam lisboinim bedrochim. If you saw the glasses first, and later you forgot about them, you would be chayev for crushing them. But if you didn't see them at all, were you supposed to look for them or not? If he's done an odd thing, an unusual thing, you didn't have to look for them, and you will be potter. Most Batei Medrash, it's probably quite unusual to put glasses down on the bench. However, in some places where people, maybe in big yeshivas, where people doze off in lunchtime, and they do tend to put their glasses on the bench, maybe right next to them, or let's say in the mikveh, where people are undressing and taking off their watches and their glasses and whatever else, it would be quite usual for them to put their glasses on the bench next to their clothes. Were someone else to stand on the bench for whatever reason, they would be chayev, because they should have realized that the glasses might be here, and the person who put the kad down, it's like putting his chavis down near a press, or putting your case down near the intercity bus stop, or someone who has a market stall putting merchandise next to his market stall in the usual manner, or a store that's having a delivery when it's usual to have the merchandise there for a short space of time. So if it's normal to have these glasses down over there, then the person who stepped on them will be held responsible for stepping on them. He should have checked, looked where he was going. In a place where people do leave barrels, you have to look where you're going. And if you didn't look where you're going, you're chayv. But, however, if it was dark, or he left it in a corner, an angle, something like that, everything would depend on who has done the unusual thing over here. If everybody did the normal, then you can't be mechayev anybody. Another sugya that we have over here in Perik Haminyach is niskal. Is a niskal a poishea or not? Well, we paskin that niskal lav poishea. A person who is walking in the street and trips over is not considered negligent. Therefore, were someone to be walking down the street carrying a heavy load or a fragile load, and he fell and his load broke and damaged other people, while he's falling, he is potter, even though Odom word la oilom, we say that a niskal, a Odom she niskal, is not considered negligent, and he will be potter. After the pieces have fallen, if he was not mafgir them, they have a din of a boyer, his boyer, and he would have to pay on nezek of an odom. If he was mafgir them, then he has a din of mafgir nezokov after nefilas oinus, and he is potter. However, if he did have a chance to clear up the pieces, and he didn't clear them up, and other people got damaged by them, some poskim say, We do say that he is chayv b'dinei shamayim. Somebody who is chayv b'dinei shamayim should go and be mafias, should try and appease the person that was damaged, and it may even cost him a little bit of money to do so. If he was negligent in the way he tripped, maybe he was running, or there were signals over here telling you that there are, you know, people fall here. If he was negligent in the way he fell, he will be chayav for the nezek that he has caused both during the fall and after the pieces land on the floor, even if he was mafgir them. Mafgir nezokav, just after a nefila that was a negligent nefila, negligent fall, will be chayav. Two sabalim, two removal workers who were going on the way, one behind two schleppers, one behind the other. And the one of the front one fell down. The first one fell down, and he tripped and he fell. And the second one fell on the first one, tripped over the first person. If the first person could have stood up and, you know, cleared himself up, and he didn't stand up, so his body got a din of a boyer, and he will be chayev in the nezek haguf of the second person, but he will be potter on the nezek of his kelim. If he could not stand up, he didn't have a chance to stand up, and the second person already bumped into, tripped over him and fell. So if he did not if he had time to warn, if he warned the other person, "Hello, I'm laying here on the floor, be careful," then he will be potter. But if he did not warn the other person, so then there is a machlokes if he is potter or not. Do we say that he was too busy taking care of himself after his fall? Or do we say that he should have warned the other person anyway? Okay, so if a car stops without warning the people behind them to stop likewise, they have the front car will have a din of a boyer, and the back car that bumped into the front car will have a din of a nizak al yaday a boyer. Which means for kelim we'll be potter, but for nezek of an odom you will be chayev. So the bodily injury that the second car sustained, the front car will be chayev, but for the monetary injury, the broken car, which is a kli, the front car would be potter for the back car bumping into him. If a third car bumped into the second car, the second car will always be potter, because the second car will say, "I didn't dig this pit. I haven't created this boyer. it was the first car that created this car, this boer, not the second car, and therefore the second car will be potter for any damage at all caused to the third car. Really, nowadays, the way things work is that any car has brake lights, meaning that if the car... Any car that drives in the street nowadays has brake lights, has red lights that people, the drivers behind, will see when the car is about to put the brakes on, about to stop. There are also laws about what kind of distance you have to keep from each other. And sometimes if the front car, its brake lights were not working, or if the back car did not keep the distance that legally a person is obliged to keep, and in these things there is dina de malchus dina according to all opinions. So if somebody did not keep their distance, it would be their fault. The whole accident would be their fault. They damaged themselves, and they would be responsible for what they damaged the front car. If somebody's brake lights were not working, then they will be responsible for everything that happens to the back car. If there is a reason to stop all of a sudden, let's say a child ran into the street, or even sometimes if a deer or a cat ran into the street, sometimes somebody's impulse is to slam his brakes on. And if that happens and the second car went into the first car, it would seem that the person who slammed his brakes on is a mazik ba'oinus, and the second car who went into the first car would also be a mazik ba'oinus, and they would both be potter for any damage or injury caused to each other. There is dina de malchus dina in these things, and anybody who steps into a car and turns the engine on and drives is doing so knowing that he will be obliged to keep all of the laws, all of the necessary laws in this area, and if he doesn't keep them, he will be obliged to pay any damages, compensate anyone for anything according to the local laws. So too, were someone to open the right door of the car, or let's say in cars where the door of the car, which is in the direction of the street, if he were to open the left door of his car and another car or a motorcycle drove into him, so he will be chayev because he's broken the law opening the wrong door of his car. But if he opened the right door of his car, then let's say a cyclist rode right into him or into the door of his car, the cyclist will be chayev because the cyclist should have realized that a car that's pulled up on next to the sidewalk may open his door, and he should have kept his distance and slowed his speed. In England, the right and the left, the driving seat is on the other side, so whatever was said would be the other way around. It's quite straightforward that everybody is obliged to keep all traffic laws, and anybody who goes past a red traffic light is certainly chayav for anything that might have come out because of that. All these minhoge hamadina, these local customs are law, and people have to keep them. And if they don't keep them, then they will be chayav for the outcome.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.